I'm Jamila Krempel with Delmarva Public Radio News. Michael Orr, one of 12 children born to a mother who had frequent struggles with alcohol and cocaine addiction, spent his childhood moving from house to house with his family, living in several foster care placements, and at times he was homeless. His life was chronicled in the 2009 movie The Blind Side, which altered some aspects of Orr's life for dramatic effect. But last year, Orr wrote I Beat the Odds: From Homelessness to The Blind Side and Beyond. Orr said he wrote the book because he wanted his story to be told in his own words, words that the 26-year-old says he hopes will inspire young people.
10 or 15 years ago, I was in a lot of, you know, these kids' shoes, and I know their struggles, so I get letters from, you know, all over telling me how, you know, I changed their lives. It's one reason, you know, I went about it. It's pre The Blind Side, and, you know, it shows a different look, you know, on a lot of things.
Finding a happy ending, having goals and dreams, being proactive are common themes in the book. What would you say to kids or even adults who are in the middle of their story and they're facing challenges at home and school?
As long as you have a passion and determination, you can do anything you want. You know, I was surrounded by so many things. I didn't want to be a part of the cycle of, you know, dropping out of school, getting involved in the, you know, gangs, drugs, stuff like that.
Speaking of determination, you knew that you had a future, and in the book, one of the quotes was, I knew I wanted a life outside the hood, and I knew the way I could get it would be to go after it on my own. How were your eyes open to the fact that there was something else out there?
When I was 7 years old, I started watching, Michael Jordan. I didn't have real role models around me, so, you know, my role models came off the television. I just got tired of seeing the same thing every day, and just a lot of negativity. I was fighting on my own, so, you know, when I started to get people in my life to help me and to push me and to show me the right way to go, you know, it made it easier.
And certainly people have invested in you. Can you talk about how important it is for young people to have those mentors in their life?
Oh, it's very important. These kids, they're struggling, and, you know, a kid makes an A in school. They don't have anybody to bring it to. They don't know that they're wanted. If they have somebody to say, hey, you know, great job, you know, you can do, you know, whatever you want. Brightens the day and changes the life.
And can you also talk about the importance of not only being strong in athletics, but being strong in the classroom as well?
You know, I struggled throughout school, and, you know, I started to realize that without education, you know, I wasn't gonna be anywhere. And leaving high school, I had to have like a 3.5 GPA to get into college, and I realized how important it was, and just buckling down and knowing that education comes first, and without that, you have nothing.
There's a school photo of you in the third grade. Your shirt says, true winners never lose. Do you know the photo that I'm speaking of? First of all, that was a sharp-looking shirt that you were wearing.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Not reading too much in the slogan, but do you look back at that picture and say, I was that kid, and I did win despite all of the challenges that were facing me?
Yeah, it's crazy knowing that, you know, the things that I saw that I went through, and knowing that, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you today. You know, it's incredible. And, you know, it just shows that, you know, passion and determination, you know, what it can do for you, and just not letting anything get you down and holding yourself accountable and not blaming the people around you is number one.
What is life like for you now that the season is over? You still train every day or do some sort of workout, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's an all-year-round thing. This league is so competitive, and you rest a little bit, but you're right back at it. And you're always thinking about, you know, what you can do better and how you can better yourself.
Well, thank you, Michael, so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate everything.
Michael Orr, offensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Jamila Krempel for Delmarva Public Radio News.